Welcome back to Eco Talk, and last but not least, a bit of a drill down on a story we brought you last week, kind of an exclusive. We had Dr. Jim Hansen. He is NASA's chief climate scientist on. He still is, at last report, still working for them, about efforts to silence him as he is speaking out publicly about the dangers of global warming and the need to take action within the decade or else. In our chat with him, he wanted to focus more on the science and the urgency and need to act, so we kept our promise because he spoke with us and not dozens of others who requested his presence in media interviews. But now we're going to go a little bit behind what is going on, and we're going to talk to someone who can be completely open and frank in telling us just how sinister is this administration in its attempts to silence scientists. I can't even believe that's something that's happening. And researchers who are concerned enough to risk their own jobs to speak out. Joining us for our partner segment, the partner being the Union of Concerned Scientists, one of our sponsors and partners making EcoTalk possible each week, is Francesca Grifo. She's with the Union of Concerned Scientists, again, one of my favorite organizations. I'm a member. If you're not, you should join. It's terrific. And she is the director of the Scientific Integrity Program. Thanks for joining us. And first of all, what is the goal of your program, the Scientific Integrity arm of the UCS?
We are a program that was founded about 2 years ago, and initially we thought we were just going to be a project and this would go away. But since it hasn't, we are now a full-fledged program here at UCS. And what we do is essentially look at, you know, the political censorship, manipulation, and distortion of science all across the federal government.
Now, specifically, what do you know about some political appointees at NASA who tried to silence Dr. Hansen and perhaps still are?
Well, it's very interesting because, as your listeners may have read last week, we actually found out that the one political appointee who was particularly instrumental in this turned out to have actually not even told the truth about his own education on his resume.
Surprise, huh?
It's just incredible. I think if it weren't true, we wouldn't believe it.
The culture of corruption continues even into science.
Unfortunately, it does, and it's just a terrible place for that to go because it really does end up hurting people in this country, and that's just a terrible thing.
There's almost no words because this is not just a little, you know, even an Enron cover-up and that scandal and all the people that hurt, you know, financially and job-wise, but we're talking about the future of the survival of mankind, you know, every living thing on the planet. And when you have, you know, NASA scientists speaking out with urgency and concern, great concern, you know, and some people at the very top of government are trying to muzzle these people. Isn't there should be a law? Can they be sued? Can they be stopped? Can they get away with this?
Well, that's part of our role in this, is to make sure that they don't get away with it. We are looking to raise the visibility of this, you know, make sure that it gets covered, make sure that the American people know about it. And, of course, in addition to that, you know, we have some bills on the Hill. We have congressional efforts to try and make it illegal.
Now, is this effort to muzzle people, obviously it's not an isolated event, is it limited to global warming issues? Because that seems to be the big one that scares those who are invested in the status quo, specifically the oil industry, the most, that's most threatening to them?
No. Unfortunately, it's not limited. It's very much all the way across the board. It is wherever the administration's policies and either commercial or ideological concerns, you know, clash with scientific results. And, of course, there's a whole diversity of those. It has to do with forestry. It has to do with endangered species. It has to do with our health. It has to do with particulate matter, mercury, lead, climate, and on and on and on. Many, many examples, many, many agencies.
It makes you wonder, don't they have children, grandchildren, concerns about the future, connect the dots?
You know, I think we need to separate this out because I think the scientists in these federal agencies are, for the most part, very dedicated public servants. They are there, they are doing their work, and I think they are thinking about their grandchildren and their
children.
Well,
I was talking about the people trying to silence the scientists, not the
scientists.
Right,
however. That would be the however. You know, I can't even begin to imagine what's going on in their heads, or not, as the case may be.
We won't even try. I understand that you actually did a survey yourself of looking at scientists, researchers in two federal agencies, the Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. What did you find there in terms of the extent of possible political interference?
Well, we did a survey of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and nearly half of all the respondents whose work had to do with endangered species-specific findings reported that they had been directed for non-scientific reasons to refrain from making, you know, the findings that were consistent with the science and would have protected the species. I mean, one in five agency scientists revealed that they have gotten this kind of instruction.
So we have wiretapping going on, spying going on, muzzling going on, silencing going on. What's wrong with this picture? Do you think this is limited to the White House, or is this kind of activity, the attempt to really quiet those who want to speak out about, you know, what's at stake here in the scientific realm? Is it spreading to other sections of government like Congress, or is it really limited to this administration and those in power?
Well, one of the things that we really need from Congress is oversight. And we're just not getting the amount of oversight that we really could use on these issues. We were, you know, happy to see that Congressman Inslee is looking into this forestry situation in Oregon, where a student was had his research funding taken away because his results were not consistent with what, you know, I think the administration and the Forest Service were hoping they would be, but not enough. And I think, you know, the other example would be right now there is legislation that would significantly undermine the way science is used in the Endangered Species Act that was introduced into the House. We try to talk about this not about, you know, what is exactly the right policy, but how do we get the right science so that we can begin to have the right conversations that lead to the right policy.
How influential is the Union of Concerned Scientists in Washington? When you speak up as a group representing some scientists and non-scientists who support the scientific effort, do they listen? Are they listening?
Well, I think what we have is it's not just us. I mean, we have, for example, we put out a statement that was condemning, you know, the loss of scientific integrity in policymaking, and we have more than 8,000 scientists that have signed that statement. So when we speak, we're not speaking alone. We are speaking for an entire group. And, you know, we are, we do our best. I mean, we try to do things on the Hill. We try to get the media's attention. We have a whole set of tools that we are trying to use. And frankly, you know, if your listeners are interested, our website is www.ucsusa.org, and it's a quick and easy way that they can, you know, get in, get active, see the things that we're doing, and be a part of the solutions.
Our listeners are interested and are being part of the solution. Thank you so much for joining us, Francisco Grifo, with the UCS Union of Concerned Scientists, the largest nonprofit scientific organization working to protect our environment and improve the health and security of our communities. For more information, again, go to our website, www.ecotalk.net. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.